Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kie family, in memory of Mrs. Tomoko Kishi. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Joanne Keloha, president of the Moyili'ili Honganji Kyodan. Good morning, Mrs. Keloha.
Good morning and Happy New Year. A new year signifies new beginnings, starting fresh, making resolutions for a better year. For some of us, though, it's just a continuation of the year before. Which is it for you? Recently, I visited one of our temple members who is 99 years old. She uses a walker to get around, yet I've never seen anyone with a walker move about so quickly. Despite some physical limitations, her mind is sharp, and she's doing everything she can to stay that way. She doesn't come in person to temple services and doesn't join on Zoom either. The technology is just too challenging. But she listens to the White Way radio program each week and maintains her butsudan at home. And she writes every day, greeting cards and notes to family and friends. She grew up in Lahaina. Her parents were devout Shin Buddhists and instilled Buddhist teachings in their children through their words and their example of how to live. They had a motto in life that they shared with their children. Be kind, be grateful. Simple words, but difficult to live. Yet our temple member strives to do just that every day. And she has passed on this valuable lesson to her own son, who lovingly cares for his mother with an open heart and sincere kindness. On CBS Evening News, journalist Steve Hartman features people who show kindness to others. Hartman travels around the country to interview people who, in their own way, demonstrate kindness to make the world around them just a little bit better. He's done hundreds of stories about kindness and has shown that acts of kindness are contagious. Teachers throughout the country are using Hartman's news clips to teach their students that character counts and kindness matters. And when people extend kindness to others, their own lives are changed and enriched. But through Shin Buddhism, we know that we can't be kind all the time. No one is perfect. All of us are, in fact, bonbu, ordinary people who are imperfect, sometimes selfish, sometimes petty, sometimes angry, sometimes ignorant, sometimes insensitive, sometimes prideful, clearly fallible. Understanding this, we strive to be better, and it's the striving that ultimately makes us better human beings. Just as my Dharma friend has her motto, to be kind and be grateful, I have my own motto in life. Live gratefully and fully this unrepeatable day. I don't always abide by these words, but this motto reflects an undeniable fact of life. This day, this moment can never be repeated. Life is constant change. Nothing stays the same. But if we live each moment with purpose and are mindful of our thoughts and actions, perhaps we can live our lives more fully and be grateful for all the opportunities presented to us through family, friends, and life itself. A few months ago, Moyili'ili Honganji was approached by a clinical psychologist who attended Sunday school, as Dharma school was once called, at our temple. His grandmother was a staunch member of Moyili'ili Honganji. He has been using mindfulness techniques with his patients at Tripler, patients who have suffered physical and emotional injuries in the course of their military service. He thought that these mindfulness techniques would be helpful to temple members and offered to conduct a two-part workshop. His workshops are limited to 10 people and 10 quickly signed up. Future workshops are planned to be offered to more members and the general public. What is mindfulness? Being mindful means being more focused, being more aware of our thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, our surroundings, and being more purposeful. I signed up for the workshop knowing that I need to become more mindful. My mind is racing all the time. I have to-do lists that I never fully complete. I multitask, often shortchanging the tasks on my plate. I don't get enough sleep. I procrastinate. I am distracted. I feel pressured by obligations and responsibilities. In short, I am imperfect. I thought understanding and practicing mindfulness techniques could help me focus and appreciate the moment to actually live gratefully and fully this unrepeatable day, instead of just whizzing through life and allowing each day to pass me by and be just like the one before. But becoming mindful is not easy. Clearing out the clutter in my brain, tuning out the distractions, takes patience and dedication. And I see it as a work in progress. Old habits cannot be changed overnight. Life itself is continual striving. Striving to become more mindful. Striving to be a better person. Striving to be kind. Striving to be grateful. We are always on the path. But as we strive, we become better versions of ourselves because we are more mindful and hopefully more kind and more grateful. At Mo'i'ili Honganji, we are so grateful for a strong Sangha. Everyone is kind to one another, willing to help whenever asked, or even on their own without being asked. We are grateful for those who volunteer to prepare refreshments each Sunday, who do hosha to clean the temple once a week and beautify the temple grounds, who help with fundraisers like bazaars and rummage sales to raise money for the temple, who work tirelessly to make our bondan successful and enjoyed by many, who organize temple activities like the annual picnic and the Shinden Enkai New Year's party to connect members with one another, who make donations to sustain the temple. Because of these volunteers who give of their time and talent willingly and selflessly without compensation, the temple is able to survive and even thrive. These temple members are examples of dedicated Shin Buddhists. They don't seem to be exceptional, but in their quiet way, they demonstrate the depth of their devotion and practice. At a recent mindfulness workshop, I was surprised to learn that one of our members worships daily at her Butsudan at home, another chants sutras each morning, and a third writes in a gratitude journal every night before going to bed. None of them aspire to become Buddhist ministers. They are just ordinary people who practice the teachings not only by volunteering tirelessly at the temple, but by deepening their understanding of Shin Buddhism through everyday practice. They don't talk about what they do, but they just do it. By contrast, I realize what a novice I am and how many more miles I must travel on the path to becoming a true Shinshu follower. We have many temple members who can be our teachers by their example. The pandemic put a pause on socializing and getting to know one another, but our temple is now almost fully reopened, and we welcome everyone to come in person to services on Sunday and to the many activities that are planned for members to enjoy and to get to know each other better. We will likely continue holding hybrid Sunday services as many enjoy the convenience of attending service via Zoom, but we encourage everyone to join us in person whenever possible. There's nothing like sitting quietly in the hondo, listening to the concho, the chanting, the music, Dharma message. Then there's refreshments after the service where we can gather in the social hall with Dharma friends and socialize. A very nice way to start the week. Our social hall and annex space are now available for use by members and even community groups for social gatherings, meetings, workshops, classes. Within the next year or two, renovations are planned to update our facilities. Project Donna, the temple's volunteer-based interfaith program, to provide assistance to elderly and disabled individuals, is now housed at the temple. With a proposed adult daycare center coming soon, we will have more ways to assist Kupuna in our community. We have a thriving Dharma school program. The Temple Revitalization Committee has plans to bring in a diversity of speakers for the last Sunday of each month to keep us informed, educated, and connected. Life is good at Mo'ilili Honganji and getting better. We welcome everyone to join us at the temple. Thank you for listening to this message. Namo Amida Dabutsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Kealoha, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.mo'ililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 29th, our 9 a.m. service will be our Project Dana Appreciation Service. A reminder that tomorrow, January 29th, is also the last day to redeem your Zippy's chili tickets that you purchased earlier. So don't forget to use them. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Kie family, and our speaker, Mrs. Joanne Kealoha. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. Namo Amida Butsu.